they need to survive in a changing world. And I know that, you know, that's maybe somewhat idealistic and naive, but I really believe it to my core, and I think we need to convince potential students that this is the place where they can get it.
You know, I thought the most interesting question, the best question I've heard in all the board meetings was the one that Jim asked about what are we doing to curb the violence in Chicago. As a specific question, a general question, what are we doing to confront the large?
And I was very pleased to see that you were speaking as I looked at the brochure, because that is the very thing that you appear to be engaged in.
Well, and I think if we let our students know that we take seriously the conditions in their communities that are affecting them and their families, I think they feel an attraction to us, an interest in studying with us and being part of that solution because of what they can do at UIC. I think that's a profound recruitment message, and I think we underutilize that.
Aside from recruitment, I think that I'm looking at it from the overall study of and research so that you can influence public policy generally on these very critical issues that affect the economic life and of the folks who we target as students.
Indeed, and who but us should be doing that?
Everyone. I said everyone.
Oh, everyone, right. Us and everyone else, right.
Yeah.
But I mean, I think we do need to say that we have a very particular role. It's both in our mission, but also in our commitments to make a difference to the communities that are, I think, most disadvantaged. And IRRPP is explicitly interested not in research for research's sake, but research that will lead to change. Change through public policy, and we define that broadly.
Kind of a question. So how do you square the, you know, society's strong desire to curb violence with your you being a proponent of alternatives to prison? And I mean, we looked at Governor Quinn, you know, he dabbled with his early release program that they got off the rails, and people were outraged, which really was only like a, I think like
very
a
60-day
difference,
right. Right.
A small amount. People were outraged, and arguably rightfully so. So how do you square that with your, kind of your platform, if you would, to come up with alternatives to incarceration?
Well, that's kind of a longer story, which I'd love to talk with you about all afternoon, so tell me when I need to stop doing that. But most research has shown that incarceration does not lead to violence cessation. It does in an immediate sense, but long-term studies of communities shows that even if incarceration rates go up, violence does not necessarily go down. And we are living at this moment in the city where we have perfect evidence of that. Arrests are increasing, and so is violence. So we have to begin to think about what are sustainable alternatives to violence. And I and others who do research in this area would suggest that it requires a kind of reorientation toward community investment in schools, in mental health clinics, in healthcare facilities, in family services, that those are the kinds of things that are long-term going to lead to a decrease in violence, even though we might see an episodic decrease when one person who inflicted violence on someone else was arrested. And again, that's the kind of research that I think IRPP is well suited to conduct, make policy recommendations, and then I think UIC becomes part of the national team that's trying to address this critical epidemic.
Truthfully, I think UIC is doing a lot, and I think we should formally ask the chancellor to articulate what the campus is doing to respond to that problem, because I think you're doing a lot and we ought to assemble it in a way that makes it easy to understand. So perhaps we'll do that. We have a lot of speakers. It's incredible, you know, all the diversity of topics that come before us. I don't always understand everything. Sometimes I ask questions. I've never been sorry about asking a question, and because I always learn something or hear about the subject I know something about from a different point of view. So